Welcome to the Word and Spirit Podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Before we join Reverend Greer, let me tell you about our website. RandallGreer.org is filled with information that is sure to be a blessing to you, including free downloads of MP3s, videos, Bible studies, newsletters, and other materials. That address again is www.randallgreer.org. Greer is spelled G-R-I-E-R. Now, let's go to Reverend Greer.
For the anointing that makes us free, and certainly we need to understand our freedom and our liberty in the Lord Jesus Christ and understand what His Word tells us about freedom and victory. Open your Bibles tonight, if you will. It's good to see you all out to Ephesians chapter 6. My popular opinion, I took an opinion poll, and when I was praying, I was going to share this last night or start on this last night, and the Holy Ghost kind of took me another direction. He does that sometimes. But as I was praying today, I just kept sensing that I should get back to this and say this and share some of these things that I'm going to share with you tonight, because we certainly have victory. And certainly we have freedom, certainly we have liberty in areas of our life, but we must understand. In fact, I'm going to talk to you tonight for a little while about how to deal with demonic forces. How to deal with demonic forces, how to deal with demons or whatever you want to call it, how to deal with evil spirits, but how to deal with the devil and put him in his place. See, the devil is defeated. We were just singing about that. And freedom covers all of that. When you really think about the influence of Satan and his kingdom in this earth, everything that's evil, everything that hurts, everything that destroys, everything that's wrong on this planet comes from one source. It does not come from God. It comes from the devil himself. And it's the devil that's established his kingdom on this earth. But thank God, the Lord Jesus Christ came and showed us our authority over the devil so that we can put him in his place. The enemy has tried to hinder the church, has tried to hinder us as Christians from taking our place. But I'm here to tell you, God's grace and God's ability is greater than the devil, and we've got authority over him. You know, when you get to talking about devils, demons, and evil spirits, you know, sometimes people want to get kooky. You wouldn't be that way. But sometimes people want to get kooky. You know, there's different ideas when it comes to the devil. You've got one train or school of thought, you know, that says, well, the devil don't even exist. You know, he's just in people's imagination. And some call him a figmentation of our imagination. Since he's a figmentation, is that a word? Well, we made it up. It sounds pretty good to me. I guess it may be a word. If it's not, just put it in your dictionary. Amen. And wake up Webster and tell him. But anyway, a lot of the people say the devil's just our imagination. Imagination that he doesn't exist. You know, when you get into some of these things about science religion, what is the name of that thing? Scientology, whatever. I think a lot of that has to do with mind over matter and all that stuff. But of course, we know that's not true. We know that the devil does and is on this planet. And of course, we know he's got a set day and a set time that's coming. And we know that he's going to be bound because Jesus Christ is going to send an angel. He's going to bind him. And he's going to be bound for 1,000 years during the millennial reign of Christ. He'll be loose for a little season and then he'll be let go. So the school of thought that the devil doesn't exist and he's just part of our imagination is not true. There are real devils and real demons. And those devils and demons and evil spirits is what causes the evil of this world. Every person in this world is influenced by the spiritual world. There is a spiritual world that overrules and overruns and oversees the physical material world that we live in. Of course, we know that the Holy Spirit, God Himself, is in that spiritual realm, and you can be influenced by God if you choose to. But at the same time, in that same spirit realm, there are evil spirits and powers of darkness that wants to control and dominate, and they encourage people to do wrong. They encourage people to do evil things. Well, I'm here to tell you, you need to understand in this day that the Bible says the devil has come down to us having great wrath, knowing that he hath but a short time. Now, I know his time is getting shorter because Pastor Millender's already told me. You know, he's verified, and I know he's got a set day coming, and I can't tell you the day yet. You know, I'll have to write you a book. But anyway, I know the day is coming, and because his time is short, because of that, he's got great wrath today. Our society has been highly influenced by demonic forces. But the sad fact is simply this, that the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, without realizing it, I'm not belittling anybody or trying to put anybody down or set myself as a judge against somebody, but the church of the Lord Jesus Christ has absolutely been seduced by demonic powers. The Bible says in the last days that many in the church world would give heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. And these things are happening on certain levels, but at the same time, you need to know as an individual, I need to know as an individual that I have authority over the devil. But I don't want to get kooky. I don't want to get crazy about it. In fact, I like what Dad Hagen said about it. He said, you don't have to go hunting the devil. There'll be enough of them hunting you. But the truth about the matter is, if you don't know what to do when you come in contact with these evil forces and know how to put them in their place and recognize your spiritual authority, then Satan can wind up even dominating you as a Christian. Well, I'm here to tell you, I don't want to see him dominate you, and he's not going to dominate me. Why? Because we were singing tonight that he has made me free. Is that right? And I'm free at last, and I'm free, and I'm free. Well, if it's going to be free, it's only because I enforce my freedom based on what God's Word says. So we must get the Word of God and put it into operation in our life. And of course, the other school of thought when it comes to devils and demons, besides the one that says the devil don't exist, he's just part of your imagination, is the other school of thought or idea is that the devil does everything. You know, everything that's bad is a devil. You know, people that get devil kooky or devil conscious, you know, they get this way and they get to thinking about devils and demons, and that's all ever think about is devils and demons, you know. Devil done this and devil done that. You know, the wind blows the curtain. They bind you, devil, you know. The wind blows the car door shut. I bind you, devil, you know. Or something come, I bind, you know. It's not, the devil is not the blame for everything. In fact, man gets yourself in more trouble than the devil could ever think of. That's the truth. A lot of people want to blame everything on the devil, but it's not all the devil's fault. You know, there was a comedian that went around, and he made a statement popular. I'll tell you the comedian's name, and those of you that were in that era can tell me what the statement was he made popular. The comedian's name was Flip Wilson. The devil made me do it. Anybody here heard of Flip Wilson? Anybody not heard of Flip Wilson? Well, we got a section over here now. We're dating us again. You know, we started doing that last night. We got on this kick about who knew what about record players and things like that. But the truth about the matter is Flip Wilson, you know, had this statement and saying, the devil made me do it. You know, he'd dress up like old Geraldine in his comedy skit, you know. And then when something would go wrong or he'd do something wrong, he'd say, the devil made me do it. You remember that? Well, a lot of people, Christians, think that's the scripture in the Bible. But it's not. That's out of Flip Wilson's comedy skit routine. I'm here to tell you, there's no scripture in the Bible that says that Satan can make you do it. And so the devil is not the one that gets the credit for everything that goes wrong, because most of the time we get our own self in a mess. We get our own self in trouble because we don't make the right decisions and right choices. And again, I'm not getting on anybody. I'm not knocking anybody or putting anybody down or judging anybody. I'm just telling the truth so that we can all get it out here and know what to do. But at the same time, there is a real devil who goes about, the Bible says, a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. And so the school of thought or the train of thought or the idea that the devil does not exist is absolutely erroneous, unscriptural, and unbiblical. The other side of that is that the devil does everything and everything that happens bad is the devil. Well, that's the wrong thing. And the middle of the road is simply like this. Yes, the devil does exist, and this is the right, correct, biblical school of thought or idea, scriptural school of thought, is that the devil does exist, but we have authority over him if we're born again, blood-washed Christians, and we must exercise that authority. And what I want to point out to you tonight, among other things, is if you do not use your authority over the powers of darkness, then the devil will dominate you even as a Christian. So you must understand what you need to do, and the Bible gives us answers to these particular ideas that I'm talking about tonight based on the scriptures. But Ephesians chapter 6, we're going to start reading here in just a moment in verse number 10. I believe that's a good place to start. But Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 10 said, Brother Randy, what are you talking about this for? It just seemed like that the Lord just brings me back to this to make people aware. Why? Because we're not going to let the devil dominate us. says in Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 10, said, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Why? Says, put on the whole armor of God. Well, why? That's the question I'm asking. He answers my why in the very next phrase, that you may be able, that you may be empowered, that you may be strengthened, you could say, to stand against the wiles, which means the tricks, tests, trials, temptations of the devil. Verse 12 says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. I'm glad they put verse 13 in there. He told us what the devil was going to try to do in verse number 12, but in verse 13, he gave us a solution. What is that? Wherefore, take unto you, he's talking about the born again Christian. If you born again, it applies to you and it applies to me. He said, take unto you, that's my responsibility. I've got to take unto me the whole armor of God, which is his anointing, which is his word, which is the name of Jesus, which is the blood of Jesus. Why? That I might be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. But notice in verse 12, he said, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So we see the Bible says that we are contending with evil forces. There's a wrestling match like going on in this earth realm, but you and I have authority over the devil. We must understand, though, how to exercise our spiritual authority. And the best way to illustrate this and tell you how this works is from a vision that Dr. Kenneth E. Hagin had. And that's what I'd like to recite and rehearse to you tonight as part of the message that I'm going to share, because you can't find, to me, a better illustration of the believer's authority and our authority over devils, demons, and evil spirits than this vision. But Dr. Kenneth E. Hagin, Dad Hagin I called him, as a term of endearment. You know, he went on to be with Jesus back in September of 2003, and he left us here. We'll have to talk to him about that. But anyway, he'd served his time on the planet, I'm sure, and he was ready to go. And so he went on. He said, if you hear that I'm gone, you know I've got satisfied and I'm gone. So he got satisfied and he left. But he was pastoring back there, he's a traveling ministry. He was pastoring first, then he went out to traveling ministry. And in the 1950s, he was ministering at a church, at this pastor's church. And as he was ministering at this church, that night, the pastor and he and the pastor's little daughter was sitting around the kitchen table just eating a sandwich and, you know, drinking some milk and eating some cookies or something like that. And the little daughter was sitting there listening to them as they were discussing scriptures, and they forgot how late it was and forgot that the little daughter was there, the pastor's daughter, and she just grabbed her daddy's,
Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast. I just want to take a moment to tell you about two of Reverend Greer's products available on our website. First is his personal testimony, Escape from Hell, which details the events that led up to him miraculously being released from prison, receiving a full pardon with the right to own a firearm, and stepping into his calling of God. This is available as a book, CD, or DVD format. Second is Reverend Greer's second book, How to Change Your Life. This book will show you how to bring permanent change in your life through the power of God. And once you've changed, change will bring success. These products, as well as many more, can be found on our online store at www.randallgreer.org or by writing us at Randall Greer Ministries, P.O. Box 140516, Broken Arrow, Oklahoma 74014. Thanks for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Join us here next time as Reverend Greer brings forth the Word of God in Word and Spirit. And remember, God is with us.